Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
I spent two gloriously warm days in Dixie where I attended the Winter Bird Festival, a grand event by any measure. I also had the good fortune of discovering Citizens for Dixie's Future, henceforth CDF, which has taken on the onerous task of brokering peace between a surging population and the region's limited natural resources. Water topped the list, especially the Lake Powell Pipeline proposal, so I did a bit of reading from CDF's well-stocked library. It soon became apparent that this multi-billion-dollar project needs closer inspection on costs versus benefits. The costs must include not only dollars, but some unintended consequences, such as continued urban sprawl in a supersensitive Mojave Desert ecosystem, with an abundance of plant and animal life that I became more aware of through an excellent Winter Bird Festival presentation by naturalist educator Marshall Topham on the biodiversity of Washington County. Located at the confluence of three major biomes, Great Basin Desert, Mojave Desert, and the Colorado Plateau, intersected by numerous rivers and the towering Pine Valley Mountains, Washington County is a wildlife mecca with over 350 species of birds listed, an excellent indicator of its natural wealth. Thus, my naturalist instincts and a propensity towards frugality led me to look for pipeline alternatives. I found conservation to be the most obvious, immediate, and least expensive alternative. In 2009, Washington County was at or near the top in all of the West for per capita water use, at 294 gallons per day per citizen. In dramatic contrast, Tucson was at 161, and golf course, swimming pool, and fountain-studded Las Vegas at 222. If the county was to set a goal for 1% reduction in water use per annum, it would negate the need for the pipeline, according to Citizens for Dixie's Future. We northerners in Cache County are being threatened with a similar situation. Our Bear River, which supplies 60% of the surface flow into the Great Salt Lake, which has been designated as a Western Hemispheric Shorebird Reserve for its extraordinary value to millions of shorebirds, and also the primary source for the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge, is under scrutiny for a multi-billion-dollar reservoir development to serve the Wasatch Front. In addition to the hefty price tag, this has very serious implications for loss of prime agricultural land and high-value wildlife habitat. An additional conservation possibility being explored by a USU team is restoring healthy populations of beaver to the Bear River watershed. This has potential for water storage rivaling planned reservoirs, not to mention the superb wildlife habitat created as a bonus. A question for the Dixie folks: how are the beaver populations in Beaver Dam and Pine Valley Mountains faring? This has been Jack Green reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.